Now, we come to the third gate that's mentioned, and we're told here, verse 6, moreover, the old gate repaired Jehoiada, the son of Paseah, and Meshulam, the son of Besodeah. They laid the beams thereof, set up the doors thereof, the locks thereof, and the bars thereof. Well, now, we see here that the old gate is mentioned. I told a friend when he and I first time visited the old city of Jerusalem and saw the gate, I said, I'd like to know which is the old gate, because they all look old to me. Every one of them is an old gate. But now this was an old gate, and it was one that had been there from the very beginning, and this group repaired it. Now the old gate speaks to us of, well, let me read what Jeremiah says in Jeremiah 6:16. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, ye shall find rest for your souls. Now, we're living in a day that's interested in the thing that's new. We just have to have the latest model in an automobile, the latest thing in fashions, and the latest things for the house. Man said to me the other day, and it's his fetish to be wearing the latest thing in clothes. And he said to me, I noticed that you have a narrow lapel, and today they're wearing a wide lapel. Well, that doesn't make any difference to me about a lapel on a coat. Makes a lot of difference to him, because a lot of people, they're interested in the latest thing in fashion and the latest things for the house. The man said to me about my home, and it's 21 years old, but he says, you have an old place, don't you? Well, I thought it was new. Now, may I say, my house that's 21 years old, to me, it's not an old house. In the South, I lived in a house that was 100 years old. Now, in Southern California, it's already an old house, and you just need a new one these days. Now, we're living in a day when things are changing radically and rapidly. And the conditions under which our grandfathers proposed to our grandmothers are vastly different from those under which the young folk of the present day deal with the matter. You know, morality is changing. They talk about new morality. But it was even old in the time of Noah. This constant search for something new today is the thing that's leading us to frustration. And it's the thing that's taken many folk down the garden path to a dead-end street with no purpose in life whatsoever. What do we need to do? Jeremiah says we need to ask for the old paths, and there's where we'll find rest for our souls. Great many people are running to psychiatrists and running to this thing and that thing and a new gimmick and a new gadget, and what they need to do is to come to the one who says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll rest you. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly, and you'll find rest for your soul. My friend, that's the place you're going to find it today. And we need to get back. The human heart needs something greater than this mechanical, this electronic, this push-button age in which we live. We need to get back to the old path.